Blog Talk Radio.
Much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show. Isn't it wonderful to know that God knows your name? Yes, He knows your name. He even knows the number of strands in your hair. But that's a blessing to know that God knows your name. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. I am Mary Hollis, your host. And you want to think? I'm going to have to bring my other host on. We got to click her on.
Hey, Mary.
Hi, Sheila. How are you doing today?
I am doing so wonderful. I'm so glad to be on the show tonight with you. I'm looking forward to all the wonderful things we're going to share tonight with all of those wonderful ladies that are listening in.
Right. But isn't it wonderful that God knows our name?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
it is. It reminds
reason,
me of when...
Go ahead.
I said it reminds me of when, you have to name your children. You know, when you find out you're going to have a baby, you have to name your children. You put a lot of thought into that, you know?
Right.
You know, what are we going to name this baby, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, ladies, it's good to be back. I needed the rest and to get myself together and this house together again. And it's a blessing that everything is back in order again. I have both of my bathrooms together. I've cleaned it and I've decorated it. I've put new stuff in it, and I feel great. So, Sheila, let's continue with this show.
Okay. All right. So we've been together for a while now. How long has it been?
You know what I mean? It's 17 plus years. But you know what I mean? I say plus because we were talking about this before we started counting the numbers. So
yeah,
it's amazing.
We were. Yeah.
And guess what? We're still a friend.
I know. Even with our differences.
That's right. That's right. Just knowing that whenever you're in a business together, a ministry together, we all have our own opinion. But the most important thing, we know the purpose of our mission is to make sure that we carry on God's will. So, yes, we've had different opinions, but we talked about it, and we got it together, and we did thus says the Lord.
Yep, because at the end of the day, it's really not about us. It's about us doing what God has called us to do, and that's to take care of these lovely ladies.
That's right. That's exactly right. So I am so glad that we still can say that we are friends, and we are doing what God wants us to do in spite of some of our differences in the past. So we are human.
That's for sure. Everybody had differences with their spouses, too. You have differences with your spouses, with your children. And so, you know, being part of this journey is really about submitting ourselves unto the Lord and crucifying ourselves daily and just remembering, you know, sometimes we got to get over ourselves.
Right, exactly. But I know you thought that you were, that God was crazy when he chose you for this journey.
Oh yeah. It was like, I was married at the time and I thought I was crazy, but my husband at the time thought I was crazy too. Cause he was like, so what are you trying to say? Like, do you see something in my future?
That's right.
But, you know, sometimes God calls you to do crazy things. And, you know, in my Bible study, we're in the book of Genesis, and God called Noah to build an ark at a time it had never rained. And it was like, why would God ask us to do these crazy things, you know? And so, but that's what he does. And I'm sure each one of our widows, God has asked them to do something crazy. You know, they have to go it alone. They have to do all of these things alone now. And it's like, how am I supposed to do this? I mean, you can't possibly expect me to do this hard thing, you know? And
right.
But, you know, what God, you know, the assignments that he gives us, he equips us to do it. So we may do it with tears. You know, we may go through, you know, boxes and boxes and boxes of Kleenexes, and we sling snot and we cry and we whine. But we just got to keep persevering in spite of.
That's right. That's right. I thought it was unfair when I heard the call. I mean, after being married for only 6 years, you know, I said, why me? You know, couldn't you find somebody else who was more seasoned than I was? So I
you needed at least 50 years of marriage, 25 years of marriage. I mean, y'all still had plans.
That's right. We didn't there were several things that we didn't finalize. I thought I was still just recently married. 6 years is nothing. We just moved into a new home.
You didn't even get to the 7-year itch yet.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. So I really thought it was very unfair. But, you know, after I realized that he said that he would never leave me nor forsake me, and he would be my husband, my provider, and he would take care of me and my children. After he kept showing me these things, I said, well, I got to give in because he's not going to let me go. He's going to let me, I'm going to have to do what he wants me to do. So that's when it all happened, when we met, you know, with the kids at the same school,
right.
Private school. It all began there.
Yeah. And so you can look back on all those years now and, you know, you have to just say, you know, couldn't God have done it a different way, but he didn't. And so, you know, what path, you know, do these widows, these new widows, you know, we don't know what their paths will be. You know, we don't know what God is calling them to do. But we do know that he's calling them to do something, because we talked about that just a couple of weeks ago when we started talking about, you know, us, we all have a purpose-driven life. And,
right, I heard
so what
about
is
that.
It? Mm-hmm. We sure did. We talked about that. So, you know, taking time to spend with God to see, hey, what are you calling me to do, Lord? You know, and most of the time, you know what it is because it's already there before you. You're just saying, I don't want to do it.
Exactly.
You just don't want to do it. If it's nothing but, you know, inviting a widow to join us on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m., that could be the difference that God is asking you to make, because he's put other widows in front of your path. And so invite them on Tuesday nights to join us. And, you know, at 10 o'clock at night, I can only imagine, you know, you get ready to go to bed and he ain't there, you know. And so it must be lonely, and sometimes you might be a little fearful as well. So, you know, sign on and, you know, bring a widow on Tuesday nights with you. You know, Mary is usually here almost all the time, other than when she has to take those breaks every now and then.
Yes, so ladies,
so, yeah,
go ahead, Sheila.
we just wanted to, you know, let you all hear that, you know, it takes a team, and we work together diligently, you know, to make things happen for you. So you're not in it alone. You know, you have a support system. So we just want, you know, we want you to hear us every now and then together, because we're not meeting, so you don't see us together much anymore. So this is a great time for us to just, you know, fellowship together, have some conversations, chit-chat, and just let you know that you have a support system here.
That's right. And you know, later on in the years of the 17 years, we have come together many times and said, what other things can we do to help them to get through this journey of grief? So we started planning stuff and putting our ideas together and having annual trips and Christmas party, Valentine party, going on to plays and bowling and all those things. We started God has a way of giving you resources and things that to do his will. So he impacted
right.
with all
right.
different things. So we started talking and we started adding things on each year, trying to make sure that we were there for these ladies, because I knew what I went through and I know it was very difficult. Now, I didn't have widows to encourage me. I had my family, I had my friends, I had my neighbors, and I had my church members. They were the village that I needed to get through this. They babysat, my nieces babysat for me. Just different things happened. So I didn't have that encouragement with widows. So I had to go through it, I would say raw, you know. So, but now God put the two of us together to embrace all of you that's on this air tonight and others, because he knew that he needed, there was going to be so many widows, and you needed to be encouraged. You needed to walk through. He wanted you to know that he was right there by your side through us. Honor widows that are widows indeed. You are special in God's sight. So it's amazing how God put two people together and to make this thing happen, this ministry happen. 17 years of embracing you all. And we are talking back and forth, Sheila and I, because we wanted to talk. And some of you don't know much about the ministry because you're new. You're learning. So we want to pretty much just talk about it and let you know that it wasn't easy, and we had a choice to make, but now we are very compassionate and pleased of what we have done, because we see the outcome of it. We want to continue to be there for all of you in any way that we possibly can.
And to let them know that healing does come. I mean, over the 17 years, some of the ladies that started, there were widows when we first started. Some of them have remarried. Some of them have dated. Some of them have become very comfortable in their new title as being single, and have taken on businesses and hobbies. And so there is what we call the next chapter of life, even though in the beginning – I can remember many of them, they would come to all of the meetings and they would cry, and they wouldn't want, you know, us to call them a widow, and they would, you know, have anxiety and depression, and they went through all of the issues of grief that you go through with grief, but over time. And that's why we love to still have them around, because they give hope to the new women that are coming along, that says, you know, eventually it does get better. Eventually it's not as lonely. You're going to always miss that wonderful man you was married to. You're going to always miss him. You're always going to think about the good times. But there is better days ahead. And so as you, you know, surrender all of those anxieties, those fears, those things that causes you pain, God can replace them with things that he can bring you, you know, he can give you more life, and he can give it to you more abundantly, because he's faithful to his word.
Yes, he is. He truly is, because he's shown it through me, through my journey. But also one thing I
and
want
we
to
have, mention. We have, right before that, don't forget to mention the book, because that journey that we're talking about, you can read about it in our book called A Widow's Touch, because some of those ladies that we just finished talking about, they told that story. And so we also want you to tell your story in our next book. So start taking down notes, start journaling your feelings and your emotions, because through your story you can witness to other women, because there are men that are passing away every day and leaving wives behind. And so we just want to make sure that you also become a light to those people that come behind you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mary.
That is definitely correct. I was going to mention something other than the book, but I wanted to mention that some of the seasoned ladies, they're now ministers, and some of them have also put together their ministry, and it's dealing with the widows. Some are widows, have started widow groups, and also some of them have started a women group who are hurting, ladies that are hurting and keeping things inside and not expressing the emotions that they're going through. So there, God is also equipping and also having those ladies to branch out. And we are still friends. We come together as one when we have our anniversary. So look what God is doing. There's a purpose for you. There was a purpose for them. And there's a purpose for you as well. It doesn't have to be becoming a minister. It doesn't have to be starting a ministry, but it can be other ways that God is working with you to help others. And getting, now we can talk about the book. Yes, 26 stories in A Widow's Touch. That's a lot of stories. So we want to start a new book soon. So that's why Sheila talked about journaling. I listened to the show today about journaling. Several people told me how great of a job Sheila did the last two sessions and talking about purpose-driven and also journaling. It is so important to start doing that now. You don't have to write a story now. If you start journaling, once you put all the information down, you can go back and then sort of take some things out that you want to add some things in and put it together. And then once we get started grabbing, getting those stories together from you, then it'll all be there. But start now. Any thoughts? Have your journal nearby, someplace in your house that you're there most of the time. If a thought comes, write that information down. Just write it down. It doesn't have to be in no type of form. But as you continue to get that information together, those thoughts together, when you're ready, you'll be able to go back and put it all together the way that, you know, you really want to express your story and your feeling. So definitely what Sheila did, talked about the journey, that's an excellent way to start. Now, because of the pandemic, we are a little bit behind as far as getting that book started. We are going to do it. So this is the time for you to really work on it, because 2021, we're going to get started on the book. So we want each one of you to have a story in that book, new book. That's number three. So please be ready. Start working on it. And you know one thing? Don't say that you don't want to share your story. It's important that someone hear your story. Every story is different. So it's important. And let me tell you, many of the new widows, people that have read the book, they said, I see myself in this story. I see myself in that story. So just knowing that you want to be encouraging someone else going to need to hear that story that you are telling in that new story. In that new book. So just know that your story is very important. So don't say, I don't want to share my story. No, don't do that. That's being a little selfish, because God wants you to share that story so you can encourage someone else. Anything about any comments, Sheila, you want to express about the story?
We want you to name your story too. And then if you don't have a copy of the book, you can get it off Amazon. Make sure we let them know that you can go to Amazon and order the book right off of there and read it and let it be inspiring to you. And you can get a tape recorder. Most of the time your phone can even have a video on it. You can record yourself just talking, because sometimes some of us are not really good at that writing. So you can have a video story, just tell your story, and then at the right time we can work on transcribing it. So get a series of videos and just start recording yourself, either video or just audio, where you're talking about your feelings, because you can have a written journal, but you can also have an audio or a video journal. That would be pretty exciting, because I would just love if maybe my mom, my grandmother, my great-grandmother had some videos that I can look back on. And so when you're sharing your video, you want to share it in a way that's positive. You don't want them to always say, oh, my gosh, she was just always so sad and depressed. And so you can share what your challenges are, but you also share what God's promises are for those challenges. You can share what your challenges have been in the past and what you have done to overcome them. And then put it out there on Facebook or YouTube, share it with us, and we can put it on our on the Next Chapter's Facebook page, because we'd like to start maybe even sharing some videos of you ladies and some testimonials of just what God has done for you just this week. You know, how has God, you know, showed up in your life this week, and what has he done? How has he comforted you? How has he inspired you? Did you have one less tear this week than you did last week? So, you know, there's lots of things that you can do, and God is always talking. It's just, are we always listening?
Right. And I want to mention that one of the stories, one of the seasoned widows mentioned to me that the story that she wrote, she was very transparent as far as her feelings and what happened with her husband. And someone came to her and said, wow, why would you want to share all that information, that personal information? But that same story, one of the stories that several widows came to me and told me that if something happened with her and her husband. And she was, you know, she was glad that she was very transparent with that story, because it touched her life and touched her life and what she was dealing with, what she dealt with when her husband first transitioned, before her husband transitioned. So just knowing, don't care how sad, transparent, or whatever way that you put it, somebody is going to really enjoy that story, because they feel themselves in that story and what they have gone through as well.
And this is a good time, because we're approaching the holidays and people are having so much grief. They're going to be struggling because Thanksgiving is coming and the seat at the table where your husband would normally sit is going to be empty. But Mary is even preparing some information and some sessions that you can attend. And actually, Mary, why don't you go ahead before we run out of time and
share those
sessions.
Yes. And like I mentioned before, several months ago, some of the titles, but I don't have my book in front of me, but I'm going to tell you about this, pretty much the dates and so forth. But it's pretty much the name of the session is going to be Preparing for the Storm, because it is a storm when you're going through these feelings and emotions when they're during the Thanksgiving holiday and the Christmas holiday. I'll be doing a six-week grief session. And we're not going to have a talk show next Tuesday. It's election night. And I know all of us want someone to go away. He's always talking about this virus is going away. Well, we want him to go away. And we all want to be a witness of what's going on next Tuesday. So we're not going to have a talk show next Tuesday. So this will begin right after the following Tuesday, which is going to be November the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th. The 24th is a few days before Thanksgiving. And And it's going to be talking about all the emotions and different things that you can do, and also giving you ways how to deal with these emotions and how to get through the holiday, preparing for the holiday. And in Christmas, we are December, we're doing it the first three Tuesdays of December. That's going to be December 1st, the 8th, and the 15th. And then the next week, we're going to have our sip and paint party, virtual. So I'm excited about that. So we'll get more detail and information as far as what you need to do and get ready for that. I mentioned it to you as far as we don't have a time set of the day, but it's December 19th. That is our normally Saturday that we have our meetings and so forth. So we're going to have it on the 19th of December. So I'm excited about that, and you're going to have lots of fun. And I hope that you'll be a part of that as well. So those are the things that's happening for the next few months is the six-week grief session titled Preparing for the Holidays, and also our Sip and Paint December 19th. We have 4 minutes, Sheila.
Okay. Well, I'll just take about 30 seconds of that and just say we always want to thank Mary for all the hard work, the prayers, the phone calls, the miles on her car, the money that is spent to do what she does. And we don't want her to do it by herself, and we don't want her to do it just with me helping. So lend a helping hand to the ministry. We want you to seek out a widow and pair up, team up. We're in a pandemic. We're pretty much in the house a lot. And so let's not think of just ourselves. Sometimes when you're grieving, you're so consumed by your grief, you kind of think that there is not a lot anybody else that's in pain. But if you find somebody to minister to you know, have a sandwich with, to talk on the phone, to pray with, it's something wonderful happens when you look beyond yourself and you find someone else that's going through something. So I want to encourage you during these holidays to find another widow and team up, pair up, and look after each other.
Okay.
So that's
one thing
that's
I want
to.
Okay. One thing I do want to mention that I would like you all to give me feedback, because that's the only way we can improve, of knowing that you're enjoying the things that we are providing for you. Now, we sent out cards for birthdays, and we sent out cards for the transition day. And lately, I subscribed to American Greeting, and I have sent some cards out through its e-card. And I have been enjoying that because I've gotten some good feedback from that as well. And I sent out all the donation that was sent in for our anniversary. I sent in e-cards, thank you e-cards, and I hope that you receive them. Text me sometime and let me know that you received your cards, and just say if you like them, like or whatever. You know, we would like to know that, you know, what we are doing that you are pleasing to you and is helping anyway. So please give us your feedback so we know that you're enjoying it. And there is something that you want us to change or do, no. We don't have a problem of getting other advice from you, so please share, because it's important to us in every way. And that is all I have for tonight, Sheila. I thank you so much for coming in and for 2 weeks and giving me a break. I really needed that break. And,
my pleasure.
Yes, so it's been wonderful. So, ladies.
What song are we closing out on?
Okay, well, I think I want to still do, you know, my name, because it's so important that God knows our name. And you know, it's amazing that that we have a God that knows our name, takes care of us, and just there with us at all times. So I would like to play that song again.
All right. Well, good night to all.
Good night, everyone, and be blessed. And tune in again November the 10th after the election and pray that somebody will go away. Be blessed and good night.